Years ago, in the Bronx, a young tough was told that his sister needed his rare type blood to survive. He looked at her on her hospital bed, and he agreed. As he lay on the cot next to her, he stoically watched the needle pierce his vein, and the transfusion was carried out. When it was over, and the nurse helped him up, he looked confused and said to the doctor, "Hey, Doc, when am I going to die?" From the time he had agreed to give his blood, the boy had thought it would cost him his life to save his sister, and in his love for her, he had been willing to give it. Well, in Jesus' case, it was true. There was no other way. The Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all. His great love for us compelled him to lay down his life for us. He willingly shed his blood as the atoning sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. This glorious truth, even his enemies unknowingly admitted when they said, "He saved others, himself he cannot save." They were mocking, of course, but the truth they spoke, and upon it you can rest your heart and life.